Hey, everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef.
It's time for Barbecue Nation with JT. So fire up your grill, light the charcoal, and get your smoker cooking. Now, from the Turn It, Don't Burn It studios in Portland, here's JT.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Nation. I'm JT, along with Hall of Famer and my co-host, Leanne Whippin, coming to you from our Turn It, Don't Burn It studios, respectively on both sides of the country there. We'd like to thank the folks at Painted Hills Natural Beef, beef the way nature intended. Well, there's a big festival coming up, if you haven't heard about it already. It's the National Barbecue Festival, and it's returning to Nassau County in Long Island. And it's this summer on Father's Day weekend, June 13th through the 15th. And we've got Mike McCarthy today from the National Barbecue Festival. Mike's one of the,
organizers.
Yeah, I was trying to be cute and it's not working today. So sorry about that. Along with him and our buddy Kel Phelps. And they gave me the option. So we're talking to Mike today. So anyway, welcome.
No, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. So what possessed you to jump into this? And was it Phelps hitting you with a brisket or something? Or
yeah, that's exactly what happened last time I saw him. No, it's actually an interesting story. So we have a marketing agency called RRDA. And we're actually the tourism and promotions agency for Nassau County, Long Island. On the flip side, our marketing agency actually works with SmokeSlam. So we do some of their marketing. And actually through SmokeSlam, we met Kel. And we were talking one day and really established a relationship over a couple of years. And, you know, as a tourism and promotion agency, we're always looking for events to bring to the county and, you know, just something a little different outside of the music and the sports. And during that conversation with Kel, he was telling us about the National Barbecue Festival he used to hold down in Douglas, Georgia. So we were like, wait a second, this is different. It's outside of what, you know, the typical events that come up to the region. And we're like, this is perfect. So that's really how the conversation started. And here we are, you know, a couple months out from the event. So super excited.
Has it been well received so far?
Absolutely. And that's one thing that's been, I don't want to say surprising, but it's that breath of fresh air. You know, when we launched ticket sales, it was, you know, we're just staring at the screen, refreshing, and oh, here we go. And really locally, they've been taking it very well from the attendee standpoint, and the teams as well. And I think the big thing with the teams is that there's certainly a ton of wonderful events up in the Northeast, but something this size and scale with the purse, I think that really caught a lot of people's attention. And it's like, hey, this is pretty much a new market for us to go in there and compete in. So we've definitely seen a lot of teams come in and every day it's growing and growing.
Well, when you think of barbecue, Mike, you don't really think of Long Island or Nassau exactly. County, you know, like that. It's a little different.
Exactly.
Wait a second there.
Here she comes. Here she comes.
I will defend the Northeast.
No, yeah, it's and like I said, there's so many events up there. And one thing we noticed, you know, going out to SmokeSlam, and I've been going to different events. I was actually at the my favorite place in the world, and I always talk about it, but the Shed down in Mississippi. It's just seeing the excitement of having something up in the Northeast, Long Island, again, it's, you don't think about barbecue. And I think that's what's really attracting a lot of the people. It's a new market for them.
How many teams do you have registered so far?
Oh gosh, probably 26-ish.
That's good.
26, yeah. 27. So, and everyone's been telling us, everyone waits until the last second. So it's nice to see that there's teams, you know, coming in like that. And
No, I was just going to say, Mike, if you didn't know, Leanne's actually a Jersey girl.
Oh, there we go. What part of Jersey?
Sparta, like Mohawk.
Oh, okay. I used to spend a lot of time in South Amboy, Perth Amboy area. That's where my grandparents
were. Yeah. Awesome.
So, but yeah.
Well, what else are you going to have at the event? But you'll have the competition, and mm-hmm. I'm sure you're going to have food vendors there, music. Are you going to have anything for the children? Are you going to have amusement rides? Like, what are you going to have as part
of
that?
Absolutely. So Friday will be our SEAs, Saturday the mains, Sunday's Father's Day. So that's a huge focus around family. I mean, the whole weekend is about bringing out the family to the event and seeing something like this. But yeah, the kids zone, we're going to have some carnival games there, you know, the merry-go-round, some rides. We'll also have our beer and wine garden, you know, and just other little activities, because we know how important it is for kids to come out, you know, enjoy it with their family. So little hands-on things that can really get the kids involved. But yeah, I mean, food vendors, we'll have concerts at night. We're also working on getting some music during the day, especially in that beer garden section. But yeah, I mean, just a family, you know, fun event while the competition's going.
Are you charging admission to get in?
Yep. So we have general admission and VIP. So the general admission is for 13 and up, which is $40. But realistically, with all the discounts out there, you're looking really around like $27, $30. And what that includes is unlimited samples. So we'll have, you know, Live Fire, you know, Al Fregoni's coming out, Rasheed Phillips, Dyron Matthews, so Sonny Moody doing some Live Fire. So there'll be unlimited samples there. And then kids, what was it? Kids 3 to 12 is $20. Again, there's a discount there as well. So you're probably looking at $15. And then kids under 2 are free. And then from the VIP standpoint, it's $150. You get early access to the event. But you also get, you know, for the demo stations, you actually get to sit there. You get to enjoy the meal. We're doing wine pairings with that. So there's a lot going on. So, you know, it's really about the community bringing everyone together. And we really think giving these options to people, you know, allows them to bring their family out for, you know, a cost-effective time at the park.
You said the purse was large. What's the purse?
So the purse is $100,000.
That's big. You're going to get more. I assure you. I bet you double your numbers.
Yeah, that's a lot of people are excited about that. So that's always good to see. And it's nice because even the categories, you win a category, that's $5,000. You know, so, you know, you can come in there and make some money.
I'm just glad you have a merry-go-round. So give Kel something to do to keep him away from Miss Janet. You know, she's probably running that thing. So
absolutely.
If that's the way it normally goes here. We've got a couple minutes before we go to break, Mike, but what, you talked about bringing something to the Northeast and a fresh breath of fresh air and all that, but why? I mean, when you talked about barbecue, was it a light bulb that went on right then, or it was kind of a, well, this is different, so let's try it that way?
Yeah, and I think part of it was seeing, you know, working with Smoke Slam and seeing the success of their event, and then really just looking for an event, and we would always talk about, hey, what if we brought barbecue, right?
Yeah.
But then it was once we had that conversation with Kel, it was like that light bulb, it just went off, and we were like, this is perfect. I mean, he ran the event for how many years down in Douglas? So he came in and you know, working with our team. And one background about our team you should know is everyone came from publishing and events, so mm-hmm. they've worked on numerous events throughout the year. I know a lot of people on our team did the Big Apple Barbecue or was part of that team that ran that event. So having Kel, you know, support logistically and with his blueprint, and then having the team to support that, it just works out wonderfully.
Are you going to compete?
What was that?
Are you going to compete or just eat?
No, I'm just going to eat. Maybe in a couple of years I'll compete. I need to brush up on my skills.
Well, you know, everybody says that, but the only way to do it is just jump in.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think it's kind of fascinating too, where you've got unlimited sampling.
you know, I think Leanne's been to 10 times more, 100 times more barbecue comps than I have. But to really hook the public, I think you got to give them the little samples.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's the
are
one thing.
Vendors that are sampling, or is it the actual teams that are going to be sampling too?
No. So it's, for instance, the talent coming in, they'll be sampling. So like the Thyron Matthews, you know, Sonny Moody, Rasheed Phillips, they'll be the ones that'll be sampling from those live fire stations. Mm-hmm. And all the food vendors, they'll be selling their food. But I feel like, you know, you go to these barbecue festivals and you could see everything, you can smell it, but you can't taste it. So this is our way of allowing people to, you know.
That's good, because people do get mad at that.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you're paying, you know, an admission and you aren't getting anything for it. So it's really good that you, and it can ruin your future, you know, mm-hmm. for having the event again. So it's good you're starting it off the right way. I think that's
absolutely
great.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. It's, we want everyone, you know, from the Nassau community, Long Island, tri-state area, to come in and just have a great experience, but also creating a great experience for the teams as well. And, you know, we know people aren't used to hauling their equipment over to Long Island, and, you know, it might be a little scary with the traffic and whatnot. So we're actually working on ways that we can have teams just come in, have equipment set up for them, so that way they don't have to worry about all the logistics.
How far is the venue from the city?
It's about 39 miles.
So it's 39. Not that far, really.
Not that far, depending on traffic. So that's why we like to go the miles, because it could be 5 hours,
yeah. You know.
Exactly.
Like that. But no, I'm just curious, because that I would think you would draw some from actually not just Nassau County, but in the city itself.
Yes, and that's actually what we're doing. So during the summers, we actually run buses from Manhattan to Jones Beach out on Long Island. And we're actually going to utilize those same buses, but to come to the festival. So, you know, people that want to enjoy the barbecue festival in Nassau, we'll have our pickup spots and they'll be able to come right in from the city.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back with Mike McCarthy from the National Barbecue Festival on Long Island. That's kind of like the old salsa commercial from New Jersey type thing. But Leanne and I will be back with Mike in just a minute. Hey, everybody, it's Jeff here. I want to tell you about something really cool. Heritage Steel Cookware. I just got mine. I do a lot of cooking, and it's got 5-ply construction stay cool handles. It's titanium strengthened. It's got all the great stuff. Just go to heritagesteel.us and find out more. You'll love it. I guarantee it. Everybody, welcome back to the Nation. I'm JT along with Ms. Whippin and Mike McCarthy from the National Barbecue Festival on Long Island. If you want to find out or listen to our shows, it's pretty easy. We're on all the major platforms, you know, starting with Apple and Google and all those places. If you have a question, you can email us at barbecuenationjt.com. You can do that. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Leanne has about 500,000 followers on Facebook and Instagram. So just, you know, kind of click and say barbecue and it'll take you right to her. Anyway, we're talking with Mike McCarthy today from the National Barbecue Festival on Long Island. How is this going to be stacked up, if you will, Mike, from like a cook-off that you would see in Texas or Florida or Georgia? Is the timeline's the same, the judging the same? How has that been set up? I know if Kel's got...
Yeah, sorry. I was going to ask, is it KCBS sanctioned?
Yeah.
Yeah, so when Kel launched the National Barbecue Festival down in Georgia, they actually pulled the rules, pieces of rules for essentially every sanctioning body. And he developed his own set of rules, which you could find online on the website. And the idea there was, wherever you come from, you'll essentially feel at home. So, yeah, we have the rules posted there, but That way, if you're coming from the Carolinas or you're coming from, you know, Tennessee, California, you can compete and, you know, a little bit of home will be there with you from that judging standpoint. So we ran with what he put together for his event. And yeah, I mean, it seems like it's, you know, because we've been getting a lot of questions about, oh, is it KCBS or whatnot? But it seems like it's been taken very well. So that was actually one thing I was concerned about was the judging criteria, how the teams would take that.
Is it blind judging?
Yes.
Okay. You said you're doing the SCA on Friday. Yeah, are you getting your stakes from a local provider?
Yeah, so we have a company called Stu Leonard's that's up in the Northeast. So they're coming in. They'll be providing quite a bit of the protein. I mean, Lighties as well, Plainview Farms. But Stu Leonard's will be supporting on that, I would say, a majority of that SCA side.
Well, that's good. And are you doing the same sampling type thing with the SCA, or is that just on Saturday and Sunday?
Just on Saturday and Sunday. You know, Friday, the event starts at 4 o'clock. So it's going to be a short day. So, I mean, there will be samples, but I would say if you really want to come for the samples, come Saturday, it's a full day. Come Sunday, full day.
It might be a really long day for people trying to get out of the city at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday to get out there. Could be tough. Could be tough. When you went to your bosses, let's put it that way, Mike, but when you went to the bosses and you said, "Hey, I got this idea about doing this barbecue thing out on the Long Island." Did they look at you like you had three heads or what?
No, because we were all talking to Kel at the same time and we all were like, "This is it." So I didn't even have to persuade anyone. It was, we were good. Kel did his speaking and everyone, I mean, you know, anything Kel says, it's like, let's do it. So it was really easy to get that, get the buy-in from the team.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. And you going to have a lot of media coverage back there?
Yeah. So that's what, you know, it's funny. On March 3rd, we actually started the ticket sales. And the reason we had to wait until then was, you know, the county wanted to do their press announcement. And I'm telling you, I think it was the first week, it was something along the lines of like 17 or 18 million impressions, a ton of coverage in the area. And again, I think it's just because it's something different. It's something that they're not used to reporting or you know, seeing. So we've been getting a ton of coverage and really it's picking up quite a bit even after the event. I mean, you know, NBC is coming in and, you know, they're looking to do something before the event. A lot of these media outlets, and we're in a good location, New York City, you know, it's right.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's right there. So getting a lot of coverage there.
Maybe you can get somebody to be on the Today Show on Thursday or Friday morning.
Yes, that's what I would love for Ray Barker, Lil Gringa, and Riley Wright, State Princess. I think I would love for them to get some exposure on the Today Show because two of the nicest people in the world, I mean, and they're so good at their craft that I feel like that's something that, you know, they would eat up tremendously.
Yeah, I had Riley on this show when she was so shy she would barely talk. That years ago. Yeah, before Leanne came on. And she was a great kid, but she was, you know, not lengthy in the answers. Yes, sir. No, sir.
the nicest kids in the world. I mean, oh my gosh.
So, Mike, have you done any background research living in Texas? You've snooped around a few barbecue joints, you might say.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm down in South Texas. So I could throw a baseball into Mexico from here. So there's
don't
some
do
good
that.
Barbecue.
They might throw a grenade back at you, you know?
So we, I mean, you know, Truth Barbecue up in Houston, that place is tremendous. There's a lot of spots here in the Rio Grande Valley as well. But I really do think, I do have to say the best barbecue I had probably was at the Shed a couple months ago. That was tremendous. So hopefully we can get some of those guys up there.
He's drooling.
And the paella. Oh my gosh.
They coming up for the event?
I sure hope so. Sure hope so.
Well, it'd be a shame if you went to all this work and then they stick you down in the summer in South Texas and you can't come north.
I know. I know it. And then a few weeks ago, I was over at the Houston Rodeo Cook-Off. That was amazing. I mean, I was trying to explain it to people. It's like, I kept getting lost. It's huge. It's enormous. But it was a cool experience to see all those teams and, you know, what they're doing and their setup. So just being able to travel and see it, it's been great.
Well, we had J.R. Love on a couple of weeks ago, and he's been competing, what do you say, 30 years or
long time
at Houston. In fact, he went there as a young boy with his dad, and but it is a huge deal. You know, I've been to the Houston Rodeo, but I've never, when I was doing rodeo stuff, but I never went out to the barbecue area because there wasn't any time. I was there for a very short period of time. But those boys and girls take it real serious.
Oh yeah. I mean, not only what they're, you know, cooking, the creativity with their setups blew my mind. I mean, it was incredible what they put together for their booths, their tents. It was amazing.
Absolutely. We're going to take another break. We're going to be back with Mike McCarthy from the National Barbecue Festival. Father's Day this year, over on Long Island. Leanne, that can be my Father's Day present from you.
I was going to say, it's a great Father's Day gift.
Yeah.
Great gift.
Well. An experience they'll never forget. Absolutely. We'll be right back.
Guys, it's Eric G from Around the House Show. Is your barbecue just barely holding on and you need to upgrade it? We got you covered. Monument Grills was founded by three good friends in Atlanta, Georgia, that wanted high-quality, durable grills inspired by iconic monuments. The grills are created for the person who loves to cook and are built to last and to enhance your outdoor cooking experience. What I love is that they are the best quality grills for under $900. So check out the American Gas Grill Experts at monumentgrills.com. I bet you'll love to cook on one like I do. Check out the new standard in outdoor cooking at monumentgrills.com.
Now that is a tasty burger. Get your next barbecue at monumentgrills.com.
Hey everybody, it's JT, and I have eaten, if you've ever looked at me, you know that, but I have eaten seafood all over the world, and I can tell you there's no place better than here in Oregon and our Dungeness crab. If you want to learn more about Oregon Dungeness crab, just go to OregonDungeness.org and find out how to cook it, how to catch it, where to buy it, and the sustainability of what they're doing there in the Oregon Crab Commission. Check it out. Welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT along with Ms. Whippin, Mike McCarthy from the National Barbecue Festival on Long Island. And this is the part of the show where Leanne always gets to tout pig powder.
Yes, my dad's Trim Tabs pig powder, which has won best rub on the planet. And it is sweet with a little bit of heat. And Jeff, as you can attest, it can be used on many things, chicken, pork, French fries, baked beans, you name it. You can go to pigpowder.com, and it's also available on Amazon.
So I'll tell you a little story real quick.
Okay.
Grilled some chicken breast, and they were dry. And I don't overcook my chicken, but these were dry-ass chicken breasts. So the next night, I guess if that's a descriptive term, I sliced them up and cubed them up and threw them in a grinder and made taco meat out of them. And I used a lot more pig powder in the mix and a little kind of some chopped chilies and tomatoes and stuff, you know, kind of a roadkill type thing, but I put a bunch of pig powder in. Absolutely fantastic.
Oh, sounds good.
Shelley loved it. It was really good. So if you've got dry ass chicken breasts,
it'll save you.
It'll save you if you're going to make tacos or burritos or something. And Mike, I was at an event a couple of weeks ago and you were talking about paella and we were there and this stuff was the most nondescript, non-taste worthy. And the people that were putting on this event, I know, paid a lot for the catering for this deal, right? And I took like two bites of it and it was like eating, I don't know, just gooey nothing. Is that a good, just, is there yeah. is such a thing as gooey nothing?
They should have put some dry ass chicken breasts on there. They should have put some dry
ass chicken breasts and a little pig powder. I should have, but I had some in my truck. Leanne, I'd have gone out and got it for him. Said, here, try this. Anyway. Do you want to see this? And I know this is kind of a rhetorical leading question, but would you like to see this be an annual event, or is it, how much is riding on this to make the first one work?
Yeah, I mean, in our eyes, this is an annual event from here out. And I think one of the best things about it is having the full support from the county. So County Executive Bruce Blakeman, Darcy Bellier, her team. Everyone sees the potential that this has for the community, bring people to Nassau County. So having everyone's support, I mean, the businesses coming in and sponsoring, everyone's on board with this. So it really does make, you know, for an annual event, no doubt about it. The first year certainly has its hiccups, but, you know, now that we're 60 days out, everything is, for the meantime, cleaned up. You know, in the beginning, it was just working out. For instance, if I hear the word generator one more time, I'm going to lose my mind.
Or water.
You know, yeah, water. Oh, my God. I was like, after this event, no more saying generator, water, what's it called? The fire marshal, I mean, health department. But no, everyone's been so helpful. You know, probably 6 weeks ago, we were still, you know, working through some of those details, but now everything's cleaned up and we're good to go. So we're definitely in a good spot being, you know, 60, 70 days out. So now it's just really, you know, finalizing load-ins, logistics. And outside of that, we should be good to go. But
you have a lot of volunteers.
We do. So we're actually, it's funny you say that. We were talking about that this morning. We've had like 100 and something volunteers sign.
So fantastic.
Yeah, we have someone on the team vetting each volunteer to see what they can do. So that sounds like a really fun job. And then really, I mean, again, it's a community event. So it's like the more the merrier. I mean, if you want to come in and volunteer, that's fantastic. And we'll find a spot for you.
Leanne and I can both eat pretty well.
So. Yeah, we're good judges. Do you have enough judges at this point?
Yeah. So you guys want to come and judge?
Yeah, that's yeah.
We should do it. That would be awesome. Now we can sell the seasonings.
Yeah.
It's a good sales I'll tell you what. Leanne can judge, and I'll walk around with a Groucho mask on. You know. Like that, with a little backpack full of the bottles of seasoning and sell them. There would be no conflict there, I wouldn't think.
Absolutely. I keep saying I want to judge the Long Island iced tea. Oh. I feel like I would be good at that.
Yeah.
But that seems to be a really short tenure as a judge. After two or three of them, your day's over. As far as I haven't had one of those in years, but I remember very well that those were short night, you might say.
Yes. Yeah, we had to give a little spin to Long Island and New York. So we have meatballs and Long Island iced tea. So that's our little tip of the cap.
Speaking of meatballs, Leanne, do you ever grill or smoke meatballs?
I have.
Yeah.
And it works out pretty well. I mean, it's meat and it's smoked, so what does it go together?
Yeah, I'm just curious because I mean, I've done meatloaf, but I guess I've never really done meatballs for some reason. I've done them on a flat top. Of course, you do them in the kitchen, but I've never Did you hand make them?
Yeah. And you just put them, you put them in a pan because you just, it's kind of a pain if you throw them right on the grate. So you put them in a pan. It's still getting all the smoke in it. It's
yeah. Good. I like it. Really. Just, I digress as usual, off topic once in a while, but I was curious about that because I've done meatloaf, like I said, and actually put it in the pellet grill and it worked really well. Mm-hmm. And I've done it on charcoal grilled meatloaf.
Mike, what about your sponsors? What kind of sponsors do you have?
Yes. Yeah, so local sponsors. So we have Oyster Bay Brewing coming in. So they actually made custom beer for the with a couple cool cans. So I was like, worst case scenario, now I can die and say I have a custom beer. So that's always Twisted Cow Distillery, from the liquor standpoint, they're coming in. Delicato Wines, Big Green Egg is coming in. Stu Leonard's, as I mentioned, from a protein perspective. Polar Beverage, so they have their seltzers and they have their kids seltzers. So looks like they'll be taking over the kids zone. Meters coming in, New York Post, Nassau County is one of our sponsors. Obviously Kell and the National Barbecue and Grilling Association. Who else? Renewal by Anderson, Town of Oyster Bay. I mean, there's probably 30 or so. And a lot of it being local, you know, local Nassau County, Long Island, New York, the Northeast, and a few of the big guys stepping in. So it's been great. And it's been such a tremendous help. Obviously, like we were talking about, a first year event, just seeing that traction, you know, not only from the competition side and the attendees, but from the sponsorship side, because at the end of the day, you can't have an event. I mean, it's unfortunate, but money is a huge part of it, right?
You kind of see if you can get Cannizzaro out there from the Post. He's their sports writer. He's a character.
Yeah.
He can be a very grumpy New Yorker, but he's a good guy. So, and I'm sure he would love some good barbecue.
Absolutely.
And he also has a house in Connecticut, if you didn't know that.
There we go. I would love to get the Mets out there.
What about the Giants?
Right? Imagine bringing them out there as judges.
Boys.
She is a diehard Giants fan. She is just, and I kind of feel sad for her about this much. You know, by the end of the season when they're,
it's okay,
you know, 4-23 or something like that. So she has a tough time with that.
Where do you get the tickets? Like, what's your online?
Yeah. So nationalbarbecuefest.com. So that's where teams can register for SEAs or the mains. And also you could purchase your tickets there as well.
Oh, that's very cool. Very cool. What would you like to see? I mean, we talked a little bit earlier about make this an ongoing annual event, but are there limits to the amount of tickets? I mean, is it limited to 40,000 tickets or something?
Yeah. So
because you talked about those pesky fire marshals.
No, he's definitely going to listen to this now.
Of course he will. I'll send it to him on the link.
No. So the awesome thing about Eisenhower Park, where the event's at, space is unlimited. I mean, at this moment, how we've sectioned it is for 20,000 people, but if we need to, we can expand it. So that's what's so great about this location. And that was one thing when Kel was talking to us about the event. He was, you know, saying, hey, we would pull 40, 50, 60,000 people to Douglas, and it really became just an infrastructure, right? It just, you know, for a population of 10,000 to bring in another 40, 50, 60,000 people for an event.
Right.
His big thing was we need to find a location where we can expand. And Eisenhower Park, I'll put it this way, that's where they had the Cricket World Cup last year. So there were millions of people at this location. But for right now, our section is for about 20,000. But if need be, we can always extend it back.
Well, and they had beds too at the cricket finals, because that is some boring stuff. You got to have a bed if you're going to take a nap if you're watching cricket there.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, Nassau cricket last year. The Ryder Cup is coming this year.
Right.
We have an LPGA event that we're working on right now. It looks like a World Surfing League competition is coming out. So there's a lot going on in the area. So, and then mix in barbecue right there.
They have big waves there on Long Island.
Yeah. Yep. So that's really where on the northeast side, that's where the surfers are. So, or really? I used to go, Leanne, to Point Pleasant.
Yeah.
I used to get beat up down there quite a bit when I was little. Those waves were tough.
Leanne, you never told me you surfed.
I didn't. I don't surf at all. Water skied. I was a water skier.
Ooh, were you? Oh, yeah. I could see you doing the little Statue of Liberty with the torch out there. Going around doing that. We're talking with Mike McCarthy from the National Barbecue Festival. Coming up Father's Day this year. What is that? The 13th?
June.
13th to the 15th.
Yeah, June. There out on Long Island. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be back with Mike and wrap up this part of the show right after this. Hey, everybody, it's JT. You know, I talk about Painted Hills all the time, and we always say beef the way nature intended, but it's more than that, because each bite of Painted Hills will make your taste buds explode, put a big, bright smile on your face, and whoever's at your dinner table will have a big, bright smile on their face, and you can thank me for that later. Just go to PaintedHillsBeef.com and find out more. You won't regret it. Hey everybody, JT here. I want to tell you about Hammerstahl knives. Hammerstahl combines German steel with beautiful and functioning designs. They're part of the Heritage Steel Group, which also does their pots and pans. So go to heritagesteel.us, check out the Hammerstahl knives. If you're really into cooking, I think you're really going to like them. Welcome back to the Nation. I'm JT. We are talking. Leanne is talking. I'm sitting with Mike McCarthy from the National Barbecue Festival on Long Island. Like I said, just for the break, it's June 13th through the 15th out at Eisenhower Park, I think. And I looked over here when you said that there's 950 acres there. That holds a lot of people.
A lot of people. Yes.
So are you going to have a lot of parking available there? I know you said you were going to have buses coming in.
Yep. So there'll be parking. So we'll have there's a VIP section, which is a little closer to the event, but then there's parking. And then if you do have to park, we do have shuttles running from those parking lots to the mm-hmm. event. So trying to make it as easy as possible.
What are the, and you might not know this off the top of your head, Mike, but like, what are the turn-in times?
That's a good question. Where's Kel when you need him?
I bet she's at the noon 12:31 and 1:30.
Yeah, I'd have to check. I can get back though.
Yeah, no, that's I wasn't trying to stump you. It's just that that's always kind of interesting when I find when the turn-in times come and seeing people running around going crazy and you know carrying little boxes.
You have like computers tallying up all the scores, or is it going to be hand done?
Yeah, so computers.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's yeah, I mean, it's, I feel like with this size purse, it's, you don't want to leave anything.
No.
No. Leanne's got a little Etch-a-Sketch in her purse. she uses there to tally up things, but she's very good at it. Trust me. She's very, very good at it. When you put on an event like this, how long have you been working on this, Mike? It takes a while. You can't just say, you know, 60 days from now, we're going to do this.
Yeah. Gosh, I would say maybe. I would say when all is said and done, a good 10 months or so, 11 months.
And now you need every bit of it, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I feel like it's actually really interesting. I feel like the first couple months it was cruising, and then you hit a couple roadblocks, and then you cruise again, and then there's, you know, a little, some less roadblocks, and then you cruise. So I feel like like, I think it was about like 6 weeks ago. I feel like that's when it was like, okay, we got over that hurdle. We have the layout. We're good. But yeah, I feel like it was a sprint, then a pause, then a sprint, then a pause. But I feel like that's every first year of, you know, just trying to work out those small details. But
you have the music already lined up?
So we do, but we haven't released it yet just because they're finalizing those contracts. So the good thing is Nassau County has a summer music festival, like series. So they're actually running their series starting with the National Barbecue Festival. So that was a way that we were able to bring in that music, you know, on the county's behalf. And the good thing is, if people don't attend the barbecue festival, they could still attend the concert. So it's nice. It's open to the public. So it's essentially a free concert.
Any truth to the rumor that the Rolling Stones are going to be there?
Oh man. I wish we have Warren G. You guys know Warren G?
I don't.
Jeff jams out to Warren G. Regulate with Nate Dogg.
Yeah. Well, how about, I was going to say Charlie. Charlie would be good about that, but he's gone now, Charlie. But like the Marshall Tucker Band or Leonard Skinner or one of those too.
Oh, my gosh.
You would be swamped out there, my friend.
I know. It's, music is such a big part of it. It just attracts. So, and that's what was great about the county being able to offer that to this event, bring in the music and handle that for us, because that's a big lift in itself as well.
So one of the big pressing questions, Mike, is who does the cleanup on Monday morning?
That would be me. I will be out there. Yeah. And that's one thing too, as far like the county is able to bring in, you know, Public Works to come in. So that helps a lot, but I will certainly be out there. And that's actually, you know, one thing I think I touched on where we really want to make it easy for teams to come in and compete. So we're actually working on a package right now where they can show up, they have their setup, all they have to do is fly in, come and compete and head out. So I can see myself cleaning some grills on Monday morning. Oh.
And how much of that special craft beer are they giving you?
I know it.
Because it might take a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, what about who's the grill sponsors? I mean, are you working with like Pit Green Boss, Egg. Green Egg?
Yeah. Yep. So Green Egg's coming in. And I mean, that's tremendous. And that's really where we're going to be able to offer teams to come in and just compete. Because we get a ton of emails, a ton of calls. Hey, is there any way, you know, you can supply equipment? We want to come, but we're coming from Oklahoma. And we don't want to, you know, pull our trailer that far. So it just makes it easy for them. They could fly into LaGuardia, JFK, MacArthur's on Long Island. They show up and compete, and then I can clean up their mess on Monday. And it just makes it easy for everyone. So,
well, you could use pellet grills, but you would need a generator to do that.
No.
The evil word.
And I never thought the generators would be the one thing that's the issue. It's all we talked about for probably a month were generators. And I'm like, oh my gosh, no more.
Do you have a generator sponsor?
So the county is actually coming in clutch as our generator sponsor. So, wow. Yes, that was music. I actually wanted to cry, but then I think I fainted once they told us and wasn't able to get it out. But yeah, they're coming in with the generator. So that's tremendous right there, because that's a huge expense. I mean, it's, you know, something you don't think about. And then once you start saying, okay, all the teams need these hookups, and then, you know, just across the board, the vendors. So having that, you know, option with the county just really helped us tremendously.
Well, that means also there'll be trucks and forklifts there too at some point.
Yeah, everything.
and a pressure washer. If you want to get after those grills, the grates, yes. You're going to have to get a pressure washer out there.
Yeah, Mike. we were joking because I was so happy about putting together this package for the teams because, again, that, I feel like that was the holdup. It's, man, we don't want to drive in New York with, you know, with our equipment. We don't know, you know, the state troopers or the police, like what the regulations are. So being able to put together this package for the teams to just show up and compete, I was so happy. And then everyone's like, you do realize you're the one that's cleaning all of this. And I said, that is fine.
Well, you know, we're almost out of time, Mike, but you touched on an interesting point because each state has different axle weights and stuff. Mm-hmm. When you're hauling trucks or bigger equipment. I mean, if you're throwing your Weber kettle in the back of a pickup, no sweat. But if you're mm-hmm. actually pulling a trailer, you know, gross weight per axle and that. I ran into that when we used to haul horses years ago.
Yeah.
And it could become difficult, especially at that weigh station south mm-hmm. of Chicago. And the guy's still probably upset with me. Anyway, real quick, Mike, how tell us your website again and stuff.
Yep. The website is nationalbbqfest.com. So you can go register SCAs, the mains, get your tickets there, all under one website. So, and I would say if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to, you can reach out to myself at mike@nationalbbqfest.com or teams@nationalbbqfest.com. And we'll be able to help you out anything you need. So.
And if he's not nice to you, we'll publish Kel's cell phone number out there for people. How's that? Mike McCarthy from the National Barbecue Festival out on Long Island this Father's Day, about 60 days from now or a little more than that. Wish you the best of luck. Mike is going to stick around for after hours. He doesn't know anything about that. But anyway, so for Mike and Ms. Whippin, Leanne, my co-partner, co-conspirator, and myself, we all thank you for listening and go out there, have some fun. Cook some great barbecue, and remember our motto here, turn it, don't burn it. Take care, everybody.
Barbecue Nation is produced by JTSD LLC Productions in association with Salem Media Group. All rights reserved.